Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Scream ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
You're listening to a Morbid Network podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
And Ash. Hello, everybody. It is the probably not the first of Halloween. I think it's like the third of Halloween when this is releasing. Not Halloween, October. Hello, everybody. It is the first of October. It is the third of October. That is a day. It is our Halloween time. I bet Ethan Hurt likes Halloween. If you guys like Ethan Hurt and if you guys like Halloween, go ahead and look at his, you know, website. He has a cool website. It's www.ethanhurt.com, and he does Halloween things there. And I got Ash right here. I got Elena right here. My name is Billy, and we are going to get into Scary Godmother from 2008. And actually, I think this one was 2000. I think the sequel's 2003. Let me double check that, but I think the Scary Godmother is from 2000.
Damn. Wow. What was I, four? I was 15. So I was five. Well, maybe I was four and a half then, I guess.
The original is from 2003 and the sequel's from 2005. That actually makes more sense because it is a Cartoon Network movie, a TV movie. And I don't. When did Cartoon Network start? That's another good question.
That's why I didn't see it. I never really watched Cartoon Network except for, that's not true.
That's a lie.
I watched Cartoon Network when I was at my dad's house, but at my mom's house, I couldn't watch it because it turned into Adult Swim.
Yeah, that was actually my home. Cartoon Network actually launched October 1st of 1992.
Wow, We literally weren't even alive.
Yeah, I know. I actually thought Cartoon Network was more of like a 1999, 2000 kind of thing.
I think 1992 is when my mom graduated high school.
I was seven.
You should have watched this anyway.
No.
Probably not. That probably would have been like looked upon as like real strange.
No way. I already had Halloween movies of my youth being Hocus Pocus, Halloween Town kind of vibes.
See, I feel like this could have very much went into that category because I watched this alongside Halloween Town like every single Halloween. This would play with Halloween Town on Cartoon Network. I think it was, or it might not have been. No, I think Halloween Town was probably Disney Channel, but I went back and forth. But literally, they were both in rotation. I felt like they went hand in hand.
I need to talk about something that you just said that disturbed me to my inner soul.
Okay.
This goes hand in hand with Halloween Town.
Yes, 100%. And I guarantee you that I know you guys, apparently, it's actually kind of odd to me that you've never seen this, Ash, but a lot of people actually seem pretty excited for this episode. And I think there's a fair amount of people that might agree with me because I feel like if you were on those channels and you're just pressing the last or return button on your little channel switcher and you're going between the Disney Channel and Cartoon Network every October, I think they definitely went hand in hand.
I feel like the vibes are just so different.
But different vibes can go together, you know? It's, as one would say, a Miss Christiane Rock. It's a vibe
all the time. One might say that. And I think, you know what it is? I'm very curious to see if anybody my age was excited about this or knew what this was. Like, I might be, and who knows? But I feel like I don't know. I don't think anybody my age is going to know this. If you do, then, like, tell me.
I would completely agree with you. I don't think anyone your age probably was, like, scoping this out and was, like, excited and ready for it, because it's based off of Jill Thompson's children's book. So unless it was a 17-year-old with children, like, reading the books already and was like, all right, let's get into it.
It seems right out of my wheelhouse. But you know what, though? Watching it, because watching the first, like, I was like, what is happening here? What is this? The animation style was so unsettling to me, because...
Do you want to share with the class your thing about animation?
Yeah, I have, like, a weird thing. It's almost like a texture issue for me, but... No, it's almost like how people have, like, texture issues. I have, like, issues with certain animation styles. Like,
certain
how
animation styles make her angry.
They, like, don't hit right.
Okay, so do you like Tim Burton?
Here's the thing.
There were
points of this movie where I was like, it gave me, like, a little bit of Tim Burton-y. Like, I was like, you're trying. You're almost there.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, the animation style a little bit. Like, it kind of just had, like, an esque kind of feeling, you know?
It was right on, like, the outskirts of a Tim Burton animation, which I love a Tim Burton animation, but I think I like, that claymation-y kind of style.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like, that, like, comforts me.
So
this computer stuff was, like, very jarring to me.
You know what's funny? It's not it's not the same at all, but this is how my brain works. For some reason, it was giving me Angelina Anaconda vibes.
No, I get that.
Do you get that?
I actually do get that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does that work?
Because it's not the same thing at all. Like, yeah. Their heads are not like that.
But why does that work?
But it gave me that vibe, and I don't know why.
Kind of gives me a Mr. Meaty vibe in, like, a weird kind of way.
Mr. Meaty?
Hold on. That did ring a bell. I know.
Come on down to Mr. Meaty. We're
was
friends
that,
with meat. Meat.
That was Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah.
And it was, like, short.
Hilarious.
Like, it was, like, in between another show.
Yeah, it was probably the scariest show, like, anyone has ever put out in the world.
Yes.
Like, their faces and the style of the show was just creepy. And this isn't that. It's not, like, it doesn't have, it has some creepy feelings to it, and, you know, like, some weird parts for
what?
Sure, but it's definitely not, like, yeah, yeah. It's like, that show's a fever
scary.
Dream like none other, but if you know about that show, you know that it's probably also just the biggest vibe in the world.
Oh my god, you just awakened a spiritual awakening in me.
So let's bring it back. So guys, I have a proposal for you. What do you guys think about doing a clean episode?
I'm ready to give it a shot.
Do you have, like, a crickets on your soundboard? Because that's how I feel about it.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
I don't.
No. Well, crickets, that's how I feel about it. But I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna try.
So Elena and I were talking about this because Caleb texted us earlier today and was like, do you guys want to do a clean episode? And I was like, is he okay? And then
hey, you just ruined the like I tried to make it seem like I didn't text you, but okay, we'll go on with that.
But anyways, so we were talking. I didn't understand why you were trying to make it seem like that. It felt weird.
I was like, what?
Anyways, I said to Elena, I was like, I wasn't even raised by one sailor. I was raised by two sailors. My dad is a sailor and my grandpa is a sailor. So, like, I am a sailor. Yo ho, yo ho. And, like, not the you know, just like yo ho, like H-O.
And a bottle of rum.
Is that clean? Like, can I say that?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Listen, you guys invited me on this show, okay?
We did.
You were like, come on! And I was like, all right.
Hey, you know what? This show's about new horizons and, you know, trying different things. And, you know, we're experimenting. And, you know, here's the thing. You guys can put this episode on in the car with your children's for Halloween time. You can sit around and listen to
there
it without
you go.
Worrying about us saying some outlandish stuff. And right there, I said stuff.
There you go. See, I love it. I think it's a good idea.
Crickets.
Because maybe some parents you know, have shown their kids these movies, and it would be fun to listen to.
So with that, Ash is excited. We're going to get into this. I'm Billy. This was directed by Ezekiel Norton, who's directed a lot of Barbie movies. It was written by Jill Thompson and Heath Carson. Jill Thompson, I said a second ago, she's the one who wrote these stories, because these were little children's books, like, or comics or something of the sort, before they were turned into this movie.
That's cute.
It's a nice little thing. The artwork is pretty much the same thing, too. They almost went with the, like, animated kind of drawn-out thing that they did with the books, but they ended up taking a turn. They were like, all right, I'm going to do this weird, fever, dreamy kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I loved the animation of Scary Godmother and, like, some of the characters, but the kids, I've never been more disconnected from children in my life.
Their eyes scared me.
I could not stand what they looked like.
Ash, the little dot eyes, just a tiny black dot.
Freaked me out.
These beady little eyes.
Elena, someone actually sent a message. They replied to a story and said that you kind of look like Scary Godmother. And I actually see it. I feel like you guys are kind of one in the same.
That is an amazing compliment, because as soon as I saw Scary Godmother, I was like, I love her.
Is it because Elena's hair was red?
I think it's like when Elena's hair is red and she has, like, you know, if she was wearing like a witchy little outfit, I feel like she kind of, you could do a very good Scary Godmother for sure.
I should dress up as Scary Godmother. Probably.
That'd be cute.
That'd be pretty awesome. I think she's kind of a whole vibe.
She is a
She's
vibe.
Got a cool outfit.
Her outfit is like super low cut. Cut. I was like, get it, girl.
Yeah, I mean, she's showing a lot of ankle for sure.
She truly is.
It is starring Gary Chalk as Harry the Werewolf and Bugaboo. Gary is actually a legendary voice actor who's most recently done voices on the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, Marley and Me, and even stuff as old as the 1986 Dragon Ball film.
Oh, wow.
Dragon Ball, whoa. Kids used to get in trouble when I was in school for playing Dragon Ball.
Whoa.
Like, they'd have, like, tournaments.
Elena, the way she said that, oh, Dragon Ball, whoa.
It awakened me. I feel like we're gonna talk about a lot of things that I'm gonna be like, oh, whoa. But no, Bugaboo was my favorite character.
Oh yeah, you loved Bugaboo.
But he was so cute, and I was like, Caleb's gonna do a really good Bugaboo impression. Not
she
to
did.
Like get too far ahead of ourselves, but Abaday.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if I've tried it yet, but I feel like, yeah, I could probably do that.
You could do it, yeah. Really good, I feel.
I have faith in you.
Abaday.
That was one of the funniest ones.
You're doing
lines.
A pretty good one as it is, not gonna lie. Okay, as for the budget, Google has this to say. On July 28th, 1999, Mainframe Entertainment garnered option rights to produce a Scary Godmother television series. Initially, Mainframe's plan was a series for girls 8 to 11 with a budget of $350,000 for each of the 26 half-hour episodes, but they didn't do that. They did two movies instead, but the other one was 2 years later, so I don't know if that was a different budget or the same, but I have no idea. I could not find a lot of information on that.
Why couldn't boys watch it?
I don't know. I feel like this wasn't really like a girl-centric movie. Like, it definitely was like, you know, a girl's role kind of thing in the end. You know, we'll talk about that later.
The girls are awesome.
Yeah, you know, like, she gets her payback, you know, she, like,
Hannah.
Boys' role is the moral of the story.
Absolutely.
Aside from that, like, it's not a very, like, just crazy, like, in-your-face, like, oh, this is
like
just
girly.
A girl movie. Like,
no. Yeah, like, anybody could watch this.
Yeah, maybe it was just because, like, you know, the dude had a lot of involvement with Barbie movies or something.
Oh, maybe.
And also, this was a TV movie, so no box office on this. Anyway, so I watched the bonus features on the sequels DVD, and I'll talk more about it really soon, but right now I need to mention the fact that it's all fan questions, and the first five were from, like, two specific cities in Ohio, and I was beginning to think that they just took, like, an Ohio-specific poll until they actually moved on to a few other, like, odd little Kentucky-esque states. It was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me.
I love that. They were like, oh, crap.
They were like...
I did.
Oh, crap.
Oh, sugar bunnies.
Yeah, but dude, they were literally just reading off questions. They're like, here's so-and-so from Sunny Bottom, Ohio. And then they were like, all right, here's so-and-so from Arkansas, Ohio. And then they're like, here's another one from Sunny Front, Ohio. And I thought I was like losing my mind. I was like, there is no way you're just going to read off like 20 different Ohio related questions right
like,
now.
I
like,
know
you're doing
you didn't
too much.
Just park it in Ohio. I know you didn't.
Maybe that's like where they filmed.
It holds a special place in their heart, Ohio.
After they left Ohio, they just went to like Florida and like Arkansas. So I was like, you're not doing much better. You're basically in the same place right now.
You're basically in the same place.
Yeah, you gotta branch out.
So anyway, the movie starts out on Halloween night with our main characters, Katie and Daryl, in full attire. Katie is a cat. She is played by Britt Irvin, a.k.a. Kathy from Hot Rod. And Daryl.
Oh,
Daryl's
crap.
A piece of candy. You gotta
crap.
You gotta stop. You're gonna ruin me.
I'm not going to because you ruined me.
I'm mad I can't make a joke about that. All right. Anyway, Daryl is a piece of candy.
He sure is.
And his reasoning being is that when people give him candy, it'll look very small in comparison to the unit of candy he is dressed as, and they'll have to give him more candy. It's a foolproof plan, really.
I like where his head's at.
I mean, he's smart. He's a thinking guy, you know? He's not just thinking like, oh, I'm going to go here and get some candy with my cool costume. He's like, no, I'm going to trick them into forcibly giving me more candy because I am a G.
Scam the system, baby.
I think he's dumb.
I think he's a dumb head.
What are you talking? That is the greatest idea in the world. You know what? You just don't know. You just don't know business. Me talking to the most the word I'm looking for, powerful businesswoman in the world.
I don't know trick or treating. Apparently,
nah.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you don't know the ins and outs of the Halloween night and Daryl. You don't know Daryl.
It didn't seem like a good plan to me. But you know what? I like that he went for it. I will get. You know what? Good job, Daryl. Good way to go for it. Go for the gold.
Go for the candy.
It's just really unfortunate that we didn't get to see his plan like play out. We didn't get answers to that. You know, like that's the real issue with this movie. The fact that it didn't answer questions like that.
That's the elephant in the room, the entire movie. I'm like, did it work? Did it not? I don't know.
Well, they didn't go trick-or-treating, so.
Exactly, and they didn't in the sequel either. So it's you know what? In that sense, this is kind of a weird, not a horror movie, but, you know, like animated, like Halloween-esque horror film with some Star Wars. It's kind of strange that they never go trick-or-treating. Like,
that's true. It's like Halloween Town. They never go trick-or-treating either.
Maybe it's like a thing. Look at that. Maybe it's like a thing when you make like a Halloween movie, like don't go trick or treating. That's too on the nose.
Hocus Pocus did it though.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a huge part. It was like one scene and then like a scene a little bit later. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the whole vibe.
Yeah.
So we next get introduced to Bert, who is played by Danny McKinnon, aka a prominent Inuyasha voice actor for the anime heads out there. He's a car with an imaginary roll-down window, and he also has a lot of other gadgets involved. He has a laser, which he, you know, will point out right now, but he has other things that he will use later.
He's not just a car. He's a baseball player in an SUV.
SUV specifically.
I love that one.
I thought was
ingenuity.
Ingenious.
Yeah, that one I was like, yeah, that's a Halloween costume.
He was my favorite. Like, I might be a baseball player in his SUV this Halloween.
I love a Halloween costume that you have to explain. I love it.
Yeah, that's how you know you're doing it right.
There was a year, I don't remember if it was the first year I watched this movie or just one of the years that I was watching this movie, but I very strongly considered being a baseball player in an SUV, and now I'm like looking back on it and very much regretting that I didn't go for the
bird. Do it this year.
Heck yes, you should have.
Do it this year.
I might do it this year.
2021 is your year.
I already know what I'm being this year.
What are you going to be?
It's a secret.
Oh, I like it. So we also have Jimmy, who is the embodiment of the kid that wore the handsome little devil shirt in middle school.
The embodiment of evil. I did not like Jimmy at all.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes Jimmy. I mean, I adamantly hate him as a kid. I adamantly hate him now. There's kind of just a thing where there's always a character that I really, really despise in every movie. There's also an incel in every movie, and this time it didn't end up being the same person. I would say Jimmy probably is later in life. He's kind of a little young to be doing incel-y stuff right now, but there is a character who has some of those traits later in the movie.
He's got those vibes. I've never actively rooted for harm to come to an animated child before. before Jimmy came on the scene. But the entire time, I looked at Ash like 10 times during the movie and I was like, does he die though? Like, does something happen to him? Like, when's that going to happen? When do we get that? When do we get that sweet relief?
This is a children's movie, so probably not.
And we didn't get it.
And that only happens in Disney movies.
It does.
That's very true. I'm surprised it doesn't happen in Cartoon Network movies.
Hocus Pocus, they kill a kid within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. They like, oh, I would say the first like 3 minutes probably.
The most metal.
Pretty wild.
Just saying.
Hocus Pocus, let's all focus.
So Jimmy is voiced by Alex, I'm going to botch this, Duduk, who did not return to voice Jimmy in the sequel because he is a fan of air shows. No, it's D-O-D-U-K. It's like Duduk.
I don't think this is a clean episode anymore. I think we should just scrap that idea. Scrap it.
Just cut it out, guys. Hey, editor. Editor, can you get that?
Editor.
Hey, at self.
Caleb.
Yeah, he did not return to voice Jimmy because he's a fan of air shows and he might be in one known as the Sky Ducks or something like that. Also, Jimmy was replaced by Alexander Ludwig, a.k.a. Kato, a.k.a. the antagonist in the first Hunger Games.
Oh, I was just going to say Kato. Wait a second.
Yeah, and honestly, you know what's so weird? He hasn't... That was such a prominent role, like a very big role, but I feel like he kind of got like Billy Zane'd, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a very good way of putting that.
He did not do much after that. Like, yeah. It's just kind of like weird, random little roles, and you just see him like, you don't really see him here and there unless you're really looking.
Yeah. Hmm. What? How is Billy Zane? How you doing?
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the next few characters we haven't seen yet. Since
how
we're
are we
on
not
the cast
done
thing
with
right
that
now.
Yet?
Because we got sidetracked.
we got sidetracked. You know, it happens here. You know, some people like it. We have Tabitha. We have Tabitha St. Germain. I don't know if that's right. How do you pronounce G-E-R-M-A-I-N?
Yeah, Germain. Right?
Just Germain?
Yeah, Germain.
Okay.
Like Saint Germain?
We have Tabitha Saint Germain voicing Scary Godmother. We have Adam Pizzle.
Adam P.
Pizzle?
Adam P.
Adam P. as Orson. We have Scott McNeil, who, again, is a very prominent voice actor who you may know from Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. He's the evil mask guy. And we also have Britt McKillop as Hannah, our main character in the film.
Lots of Brits and no Britneys.
I know.
Yeah. This is just, you know, you gotta just get rid of some letters.
Who's
sometime.
Scully?
Yeah, so that's Scott McNeil. He is also like a crazy prominent voice actor who does like everything. And if you watch the behind the scenes, which you guys can find on YouTube too, it's from the second movie, The Revenge of Jimmy. It's also like all the bonus features and all these movies are also on YouTube. Scott is on that bonus little section and he just does a plethora of voices. Like, he kind of goes crazy and just has everything. I feel like that guy could probably voice anything in the world.
And I love him.
Yeah, he's an
Scully.
Awesome character.
Scary Godmother and Scully, top tier. I have a lot to say about Scully. We're not going to get like too into him right now because there is a lot, but they are the greatest characters
they
in
are.
The world.
And the fact that they just like live together, I was like, this is the setup that everybody wants.
I love Bugaboo. He gave me like Mike Sully vibes.
What's the other character from Monsters, Inc.? The main dude. What's his name? That is Sullivan, right?
Yeah, that's Sully. It's Mike Wazowski is the other guy.
Oh, I said Mike Sully. I think I combined them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what. Yeah, see, earlier I do that too, and I had to look it up just to make sure.
Yeah. No, I love... He gives me Sully vibes, right?
Yeah, Sullivan, like the big old dude, the big blue guy.
Yeah, with the purple dots.
Yeah, that's so funny because I actually wrote that in my notes. I was like, same thing. He's just like a big, nice, cuddly, scary-looking monster.
Bugaboo. I still remember the first time I saw Monsters, Inc. I saw it in theaters.
Such a banger. And the name Mike Wazowski is honestly just iconic. Like, yay, Wazowski!
I cried as a little girl in the theater watching that.
So here's a little tidbit. I cried watching this last night.
Oh my God.
Oh, because you were just feeling nostalgic?
Yeah, it wasn't like any specific moment. It was just at one point I was watching this and I was like writing notes and looking stuff up and I was just like, I kind of just got emotional. I was like, this is actually like the biggest, like it was a, it was like just the biggest serotonin boost like in the world. Oh. It kind of just blew me away. I was like, oh, this is like kind of iconic. I love this.
I love that.
That's the purest.
Because I don't think I've watched this since I was like probably like 11 or something. Like, I've remembered it multiple times because I think I saw like maybe some I think I remembered it, you know, just back in my head. And then I saw like some memes on like Twitter, like maybe Facebook back in the day or something like years ago. And it's just randomly popped in my head ever since. But I haven't actually watched it. So when I watched again, I was like, this is amazing. It was better than I remembered. And it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, like I like this even more than I did as a kid.
Hell yeah.
I love that for you.
So anyway, we see Jimmy, who's obsessed with everyone being creatures of the night, so he tells Daryl that he can't be a piece of candy. He has to be a piece of rotten candy that gets people sick. But actually, he didn't even have that idea. That was Hannah's idea.
I was going to say.
He has no good ideas.
He doesn't.
Well, actually, you know, I guess in the next movie, actually, I'm going to take that back. He doesn't. He still has no good ideas in the next movie. Everything he does fails.
He has ideas.
He's
just
a failure.
Bad.
He's a failure.
Yeah, yeah, that's the statement. Like, he has ideas.
That's it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
I also just lost everything with how meta this whole thing is. Like, there's this scene where Jimmy says something about monsters and Hannah freaks. And she goes, monsters! And she shines her light at Jimmy and she makes him fall off a gravestone, which, by the way, just ridiculous. They're in a graveyard also, but, like, you're falling because a light's on you? Okay, moving
on.
But then Jimmy goes, why did this happen? Or something like that. And then Katie, Daryl, and Bert all go into, like, a little TV, like, flashback, and they play the roles of, like, her parents telling Jimmy to, like, you know, take her out for Halloween, and then they bounce right back to what they were doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
It kind of blows me away when stuff this early is going like that meta and that crazy. I'm like, that's pretty interesting, you know? Especially for a children's movie, because, like, the kids aren't going to understand what's going on, really, for the most part.
No, this was definitely one of those movies that I could see that there was, like, moments that were for the parents.
Oh, yeah.
Not for
there
the
was a lot.
Those are the best, though, because
which
the older
I do
you
appreciate,
get,
yeah.
You're just like, hell yeah, thanks. Well, thanks for making this tolerable.
Because parents and, like, adults and, like, guardians and people in charge have to watch these movies so often.
And they're just grueling.
That it's like, you gotta give me something.
Just give
that's
me a
why,
little comic relief.
That's why it's not a movie, but that's why
Bluey
is,
Bluey
like...
forever and
Bluey
always.
Bluey is a show... from, like, New Zealand or Australia, one of those wonderful places. And
they credit the Australian government in the end. So.
There you go. And they are there. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. And it is so geared towards parents. And I appreciate that so much as a parent now. Now that I have to watch that stuff all the time.
It is
like,
really
thank
funny.
You.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever be a parent, but if I was, this is definitely one of those ones that I'd just be like, all right, I'm tossing this on all the time because
I
can stand
like,
this.
You can do this.
I can get through this.
So like I said, this is the plan. I always hate one person avidly in each movie we cover. This one, of course, is Jimmy. We've already talked about that a little bit. But specifically right now, because he asks Hannah to walk off, and then like this little flowery music plays. It's like, I don't remember how... Do you remember how it goes?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
It's like,
I don't remember the tune.
It's twinkly. I would say
it is
twinkly music.
It's like it's fairy music.
I'm coming, Jimmy. I'm coming.
And then Jimmy goes, all right, guys, so here's the plan. Let's ditch her.
Yeah, she's
like,
literally
whoa,
a baby.
It's Halloween night.
I was like, she's 5, I'm pretty sure. Like,
and he literally called her a baby. Like, he like referred to her as
the
baby.
Baby. I had
and
to
I'm like,
bring the baby.
Let's
like,
ditch a baby.
And she's got the big eyes.
And she brought them like big old candy bars.
She was so sweet, so pure. And like... I'm horrified for her parents that her cousin was so mean to her.
Oh, it's her cousin?
I think they referred to him as her cousin.
Yeah, the first time it kind of seems like, the first time they get mentioned, it kind of
like
seems
brother and
like
sister.
Their brother and sister. But yeah, they say it a few times. She is his cousin, technically.
Yeah, oh, I missed that.
It's just confusing because they're like, oh, parents, like, there's just parents saying like, oh, take her out, blah, blah, blah. So you kind of just assume they're the same parents.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy would, you know, Jimmy and I would have some strong words. If he did this to mine.
This dude's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He'd get in real big trouble, like, with the law for
leaving
that
child. And you
have
to be, like, a pretty bad human, even at that age, to be like, let's ditch this 5-year-old.
Yeah, like
you
I understand.
To, something's wrong with you, Jimmy.
I get that your frontal lobe isn't developed, but, like, I think it might not do that if that's what you're doing.
I think it's on the track to not being developed, if that's the case.
Like, it's so insane. Like, obviously, it's animated and it doesn't hurt as much as something real. But, you know, when you look into it, it's like, okay, you're abandoning a 5-year-old and she's the only one that doesn't have little dots for eyes. So, like, it kind of hurts.
Right?
I know. I noticed that, too. I was like, why are her eyes real?
Because I think we're supposed to care about her the most.
I think you're right.
And it made me care about her immediately. I was like, look at those big eyes.
And, like, all the monsters and the scary godmother.
And even just the way, like, when she first comes out, it's playing that little twinkle music and she's, like, struggling to, like, get over the gravestone to get to her. You're like, oh, you're a tiny human.
She's a little bean.
Yes, she's such a little bean.
Hannah.
And the little curls.
Oh. And it reminds me of your baby.
I know she does. I thought of that too. That's why I was so angry at Jimmy. I was like, I will fight you.
So Jimmy tells us that the new kid has to donate candy and stay in the spook house or something like that as Halloween initiation. And he sends Hannah inside, being that she's the new kid. And they lock her inside. And then also, like, should we talk about the insane, like, shadow puppets they made? Like, they made a full ghost, a witch, and then a howling werewolf. I'm like, you can't do that with your hand, dude.
The production quality of those shadow puppets, I was like,
amazing.
Dang.
Y'all be wild.
That is insane.
Like, they brought a crew in for that.
Yeah. Literally. They brought a crew. They put their allowance together, bought a whole production team.
I was going
to
say.
To terrorize this 5-year-old this toddler.
Baby. I'm, like,
horrified.
Can you imagine making a plan like that on such short notice to attack a 5-year-old kid? Like,
I literally can't fathom this.
Like, even being a kid, that's a lot.
Yeah, and she cried.
When she started crying, me and Elena were ruined.
Yeah, I was like, this is very unsettling.
I can't watch kids cry.
No.
It went exactly how you would imagine. Like, obviously, he's bullying her. She's crying. Yeah, it's terrible. Her brother is sick. But then a witch pops up. But not a bad witch. It's scary godmother. It's Elena. Elena basically just popped up and was like, hey, child, I'm
and
here.
And she gives you a cobweb to cry into.
I felt it. I sneezed out a cobweb and I gave it to her to wipe her tears away.
I feel like she kind of says things you would say, too, because she's like, she's crying and Hannah goes,
Why are you crying?
Because I like the sound of booing. Boo-hoo. Hoo.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Just like the boo and boo-hoo. So funny.
I was like, that. Yeah, that's me with my kids.
Same vibe.
I get a cobweb and I dry their tears.
That image is really funny.
Like, she just pops up with so much pizzazz, basically.
I love her. As soon as I saw her, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she's catching vibes on that broom.
That's it right there.
And she asks Hannah why she's afraid, and she replies, monsters. And Scary Godmother assures her that monsters are nothing to be scared of and flies into the sky with her. So Scary and Hannah end up back at Scary Godmother's house, which is in the Fright Side, as they call it.
The Fright Side? I loved that.
Yeah.
Cool little term that they coined.
You
I
know
like
what's
it.
Weird? The more that we're talking about this right now, the more I'm like, all right.
I got down with it.
I'm getting more down with it as we talk about it.
It's a cute concept.
It is.
I can agree with the animation thing. Like, I just wish it was, like, a different kind of animation.
Yeah. I think if it was, like, a claymation-y kind of Tim Burton vibe, like Nightmare Before Christmas, like Corpse Bride kind of thing, I could get down with it more.
I wish that it was, like, in the vibe of Mr. Meaty.
I feel like that would just be scary.
I wish they were all Mr. Meaties.
I don't wish any of that.
I'm literally kidding.
I do want to say that Jill Thompson did say something about how she was saying, like, oh, yeah, no one else is doing this animation style. And then, like, a few people retorted back and they were like, well, actually, no, like, people are kind of doing this. But, like,
yeah,
because
you know what was the other? I think it was like Miss Spiders something. It was a book that they turned into a movie. It was the same kind of animation. As soon as I saw it, I was like,
exactly what you're talking about. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense because she was basically saying, like, I don't know if this is considered 2D or 3D, but it was something of that or something similar. She was like, I'm the only one. She was basically like gatekeeping 2D, 3D. She was like, I'm the only one who can do it, guys. But no Jill Thompson hate here, though. Like, I still love her. I think she made great movies.
Yes. I used to bleep with this show so hard.
Oh, I know exactly what that is. Yeah. And actually, that's scarier than anything else in the world.
I really loved that show. I was like,
what was it called again?
It's like Miss Spider.
Yeah, everyone just look that up and go to Google Images if you want to ruin your night.
And I used to watch I didn't watch this because I think it was like out of my age range. But
you probably saw it like when I was around.
No, I read the books. Like, I remember getting the books when I was younger, but then it became a TV show later.
I feel like that happened a lot, that like you read the books of things that I watched on
TV. Yeah, exactly. But it's got that similar animation style.
I don't like it.
I like
it. That's how I feel.
So Scary and Hannah end up back at Scary Godmother's house, and Hannah gets introduced to Scully Pettibone, who is a skeleton. And I'm going to say Pettibone is just Pettibone. Very sassy. I love that.
He is so sassy. I love him.
Immediately, as soon as he walks out, you're like, yep, love you.
You can tell he has Petty in his bones.
He's It's fully Pettibones.
Don't we all? He also gives me, if you guys, listeners, watch Vampirina with your children, he gives me Chef Remy vibes.
Yes, he does.
And it's not just because he's a skeleton.
No, they have similar, like, sass factor.
I will say I like Chef Remy better.
I mean, I said what Chef I said. Remy for life.
I said what I said.
I don't know him, but I'm not going to agree. Scully, on the other hand, is a whimsical skeleton, and he says things like, "Boo, are you?"
He does.
Scully explains that he stays in the closets of people and keeps their secrets, which is a fun little detail that I only loosely understood when I was six.
Yep.
And also, in the Fireside Chat, which is one of the bonus features, I don't know if this one's on YouTube, but it's definitely on the Revenge of Jimmy DVD. Scully probably says some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. First off, he's gay. Second off, the first question that Scully gets in the Fireside Chat is, does Scully sleep in the closet? He replies with,
"Wow,
honey, I do everything in the closet," and I just about died.
I love that they were like, let's go full send on this answer.
Scully forever.
But I don't like that he does everything in the closet, because that's not fair.
It's not fair for sure, but I do like that they're at least, because it's a weird time, you know, it's 2003, so it was a weird time, you know, like, this was the time that I was getting, like, well, not the time, but, you know, like, even a few years later when I was in, like, middle school and whatnot, this is the time that I was getting, like, beat up in the bathroom for, you know, stuff like that, so it's, like, it was a strange time. There were people, like, you know, in the closet, so I think they're kind of just playing on that, they're like, you know, it sucks that people have to be in the closet, but we're saying, no, this is who he is, and we're not changing that.
I just hope that he packs his bags and gets out of the closet soon.
Get up and leave.
He doesn't know what I'm saying. Do you know what I'm doing right now?
Ash is literally saying lyrics.
I did not hear that at all.
I just want the listeners to roast you for this.
I didn't hear you whatsoever. What did you say?
I just hope he gets up and leaves. I hope he never gets back to that house.
Okay, yeah, no, not following.
She started with, it's not right.
It's not right, but it's okay. And he's going to make it anyway. He should just pack his bags.
Up and leave.
Don't come running back to scary godmother. Are you ready?
I'm not going to
It's not right, but it's okay. I'm going to make it anyway. Pack your bags up and leave. Don't you dare come running back to me.
It's not in my queue.
It's made a fool out of me.
It's not queued up.
It's not queued up.
I didn't queue it.
It's not queued up. I'm not an acapella babe.
Babe.
Scully also goes on to say that he's the keeper of secrets, and lots of people have secrets, and I think he's implying that he has everyone telling him their secrets.
I love that, because it's so dark and ominous, and so true. He's just like, a lot of people have secrets. You're like, yeah, Scully. Yeah, they do. Like, kids are like, what? That's silly. And as an adult, you're like, yep. I feel that.
Pretty deep. Like, it is a deep cut that I wouldn't have recognized any of that as a child.
It's no, not at all. No.
So they have some laughs. He scares her, and then she passes out. And right here, I want to add that Scary Godmother turning her house from average into full Halloween is how I envisioned Halloween as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Elena does every year, and that's what I have learned to do every year now, too.
Maybe I am Scary Godmother.
You absolutely are. About it. Elena has, like, literal, like, you know those, like, the things that people get to move to college, like those bins? Elena has 75 of those filled with Halloween decorations. I'm not even joking.
Like, when it's time to bring them up from the basement, John's like, oh, God, it's going to be like a 3-hour event. Yeah, it is.
That's a lot, but I love that for you.
Yeah, I go hard.
So now we head back to the house. Everything was kind of, and that's also, I'm going to say this a lot of times, actually, over these films, but they're going to go in between the fright side and the normal side, the real reality side. So when I say back to the house, sometimes I'll preface it, but if I don't, just kind of, you know, you guys will be able to feel it out. So anyway, everything was a big joke to the kids back on the outset of Spook House, but they freak real fast when they don't see Hannah running out in fear. What's going on is that Katie is huge flirting with Daryl. Bert is hot dog blocking through CB radio. Lol. And Jimmy also has the audacity to try and roast Bert for his imaginary CB.
Also, who's the one that she's trying to flirt with? What's his
Daryl.
Name? Daryl. Daryl, like, is really not picking up on the subtle cues that literally aren't so subtle at all. She literally, what does she say? She's like, "And I'll take some kisses." And he's like, "I don't know."
She says, like, "I'll trade you this chocolate bar for three kisses." And he goes, "Well, I don't have any chocolate kisses." And then he's like, "What? Oh."
Which I'm like, also, how old are you?
I want to assume maybe they're like, well,
13.
I wanted to assume that, but now that I'm thinking about it, they're probably like 10 or 11, right?
Yeah, they don't seem that old. I mean, like, get it, girl. I'm not here to shame.
I mean, this is a clean episode, so I'm not going to say what I was doing at, like, 11, 12, 10, or whatever. But, like, you know, when I put it into perspective, I mean, kids are doing strange things at strange ages.
Strange things.
I didn't even kiss a boy until I was, like, 13.
I kissed a boy at, like, 16.
It was a different time.
So, on the roasting for the imaginary CB, Bert quickly retorts with something along the lines of, "You just sent your sister into a murder house, and you're worried about me right now?"
I love Bert. He kept it real the entire time.
I really loved
that. I especially loved in the beginning when they were talking to him and he didn't answer, and then he literally, like, rolled down his imaginary window. I was like, same vibe. Same vibe.
I love when he's like, "Do you not see how, like, this is the worst thing we could have possibly done is send a five-year-old into an abandoned house?"
He gets it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy because, like I said, this movie's really meta, and I would actually say that Burr is kind of like the Randy in Scream of this movie. Like, he's literally just sitting there looking at it as things are actually happening like a movie. I would say Harry does that later, too, and he really does it in the sequel, but Burr is really just the guy that's just looking on the outside in. He's like, "Yeah, no, there's a problem, dude, and you don't see this."
It's like, Tabitha's totally up. Tatum.
Who is?
Tabitha is, or the girl, what's her name? The girl who's Kate? Not Hannah. Kate, it is Kate. I think, isn't she played by Tabitha? You said Tabitha in the beginning.
I was like, where did you come up with Tabitha?
So heading back to Scary's house, and if you didn't catch it by now, I'm going to be referring to Scary Godmother as Scary at times just to save time, and I'd probably just wasted all the time explaining that. And we meet Harry, the werewolf, who believes that he knows Hannah already. You know, Scary seems kind of confused, probably kind of how we seem kind of confused by that statement. So Harry says, "Of course, it's Ophelia Saint-Tatar, who played the princess of Ectoplasmania in episode 42 of The Spectral Six. She's practically in the same costume as well. What a priceless in-joke for those of us who are longtime spectators, like myself, of course. Oh, hors d'oeuvre, Miss Tata?" And this kind of angers Scully. And then Harry starts downing hors d'oeuvres while ranting about how they're for Miss Tata and not for him.
That's hilarious.
For Miss Tata.
He goes, "It's not for me. It's for Miss Tata.
Miss Tata." I loved that.
That was funny.
He's also one of my favorite characters. I think he is just a gem. I mean, he's definitely...
He is. In the second movie, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
You could tell everyone is a character in this. Like, they're kind of like a horror movie... They're kind of like horror movie stereotypes. Like, I would
they
say
are,
he's kind
of... Sure.
But he's also just everyday, like... party people stereotypes. Like, he's the dude at the party that shows up with no money, drinks everything, eats everything, and is just like, "What'd I do, man?"
He's like that guy in the friend group that you're like,
he even
just
has like a
around.
Designated shirt.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I know people like that.
So next up on the monster list, we get a few vampires. We have Count Max Bela Lugosi, Ruby the Russian Queen, and Orson, who has a dumb name but has a crush on Hannah.
I like him.
He's cool. I mean, he grew on me. He's kind of like an annoying character, but he kind of looks like Stuart Little, but we'll move past it.
I love that family.
Elena is that family.
Yeah, when that door opened, I was like, same.
Tag yourself. Elena's that family.
As soon as the door opened, I literally said, same.
Okay, wait, everybody tagged themselves in this movie other than Elena, because she just did.
I was actually trying to do that before this started, but I feel like I kind of vibe with a few of them.
So here's the thing. I think that in the eyes of the people, I'm Hannah.
Oh, 100%.
Actually, 100%. The actress in the bonus feature, at one point, she does like a Valley Girl voice, and she was like, one of my favorites is Valley Girl. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're Ash.
You're literally Ash.
Ash is silent for a reason.
I literally have been called literally. Valley Girl since I was in fifth grade.
No, you are you're Hannah because, like...
Because I'm sweet and innocent, yeah. Mother bleepers.
You're
but
you're definitely
in
Hannah.
My eyes, who am I? In my eyes, I think that I'm Ooga Booga.
Bugaboo.
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 I think I'm Bugaboo. I like same vibe. Me as well.
You yeah, kind I don't of know. Harry vibes.
Harry vibes? Which one's Harry?
The werewolf.
You're literally just rude.
I love him.
Because I'm hungry and I eat all your food. I wear different shirts.
You do.
She can't be Harry because I'm going to take the mantle of Harry, but I feel like I'm going to be on the outside looking in.
You're Scully.
I'm also Jimmy. I'm not happy about it, but I'm Scully too. Like, I'll take vibes of Scully. I want to be mixed with Harry and Scully, but I feel like I'm probably just more Jimmy if I'm really looking at myself.
No way. I think you're Scully and Harry. You're a nice little mashup.
Maybe you're a Jimmy sun, a Harry rising, and a Scully moon.
Yeah, because I mean, I did have, like, I made the joke about the handsome little devil shirt earlier, and I was going to not out myself, but I'm going to out myself. I had it as
you
a kid.
Did. Yeah, of course
I didn't pick it out, but it was like, yeah, I didn't pick it out, but it was appointed to me. So I guess that's me.
You I don't think wear anybody it. Picks it out.
So I think you're a mashup of Jimmy, Scully, Harry, or I think you're more Scully and Harry.
You're just a mashup of that family.
And I'm literally that family and scary godmother just mashed together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like where these roles end up. So we're just going to... You know what? Actually, I'm going to bring it all back. I want to be Bert. I like Bert.
Yeah.
I like his personality. I like
Bert's
the way
in my
he thinks
for
of things.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He's a visionary, really. I love that guy.
Bert is my son.
He keeps it real.
So after the introduction, we truly learn how much our werewolf friend enjoys food when a tray gets tossed across the room and he goes barreling at the airborne food. I mean, this dude is running. Like, so I also have it on food authority that the bottle he chugged was alcohol and my dude is intoxicated.
He sure is. Inebriation.
He's silly.
He is.
Harry is also that guy that just gets way too, he indulges too much on some fruit punch.
He's happy.
And he starts kissing up on his friend's girlfriend. Count Max isn't too happy about Harry getting close to Ruby, so he hypnotizes
Ruby.
The man.
Which is like what your man should do.
As one does.
You know?
Hypnotize me so I know. Or hypnotize somebody that tries to kiss me so yeah. I know it's real.
Exactly.
Period.
I expect that out of my husband.
Nothing less.
Better hypnotize someone
Nothing
if they try something.
Less.
And you know what? My authority is also proven when Scully offers Max a drink and he says... Bloody Mary, old the Mary,
Oh my god, I didn't even catch that.
I love him.
That is funny.
Hold I really love him. That whole family.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation. And hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself. at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
And now, finally, we meet Bugaboo, who has a very James P. Sullivan, big, scary, cuddly monster type of energy, as we said earlier. Just
my
a great guy.
MF boy.
Yeah, we love him.
Hannah is scared. She doesn't like monsters. So Bugaboo threatens to leave, and then Hannah feels bad after a few deep breaths and a misguided coal mining flashlight attempt, and she agrees to hang out with the big guy.
I scare that kid silly every other day.
Every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday, I scare that kid silly. Jimmy? I know Jimmy.
I love him.
Yeah, when we get to it later, he's going to be talking about how he actually knows Hannah's cousin. He's just like, oh, that guy? What do you mean, this guy over here?
He's like on a list. I scare that guy silly every other Thursday. I'm gonna put that in my Twitter bio.
Right. So back at the spook house, door is ajar. Door is ajar. Door is ajar. Please fasten your seatbelts. Door is ajar.
I'm done. I'm done.
Which, if you didn't catch it, that is Bert. Bert is still on his, SUV games. And honestly, you know, it's just amazing. this guy's the energy I need everywhere.
He commits.
It won't let me add it because it's too many
and
characters.
And I respect that about him.
I love when Jimmy is like, no, dude, stop. And then he's just like, please fasten your seatbelt.
I love it. He will not step out of character.
And they're also having just an entire bash at the, you know, different dimensional spook house. But I kind of still want what Bert's having. I also lost my sanity when the gang was voting for a leader of the happenings and everyone continuously voted for each other and forced Daryl to recount until he himself lost his sanity.
That is exactly when I was like, maybe I should turn this movie off because I don't know if I can go any further.
Yeah, that part annoyed me.
Because he was like, let's re-vote. Everybody up. Okay, same vote. Everybody had one vote. Okay, let's re-vote. Okay, up. Everybody has one vote. Okay, let's re... I was like,
stop.
But you have to love it because they, again, they go into it and they're like, why are you doing this? And he's like, well, because I kind of wanted to see how long he'll do it. Like, they're still playing on the fact that Daryl just does not catch any vibes.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to go in there, so he's wasting time. And then he does the rock, paper, scissors, shoot thing, and I was like, okay, if they do anything else like this after, I'm not watching any further.
I was very overstimulated by that.
Literally, like, cannot compute.
I was like, I need silence.
I need silence of the lambs, please.
Yeah, please.
I mean, on that, I do also want to add that all these kids are about dumb as seven, because they start rock, paper, scissors, and Jimmy swindles them way too easily.
Oh, yeah.
Way too easily.
Way he's too like, easily. We all have to stop doing rock, and then he's like, rock. It's like, duh.
Like, what if they all did paper?
Rock. Yeah, right?
So back at the spook house, Orson makes a joke about Hannah, and Hannah says she isn't scared. And then Orson replies, you should be. One day I'll be the king of the night. And Hannah goes, yeah, one day I'll be a movie fairy astronaut princess with a pony.
Heck yes.
Honestly, I think I do see myself as Hannah as we continue to go along. That's also what I see for myself.
That is.
This was also one of the points in the movie where I was like, yeah, that's Ash.
Yeah, literally. 100%.
Yeah.
Also, like, get it, Orson, when he's like, you know what? Someday I'm going to be king of the night. Like, that's a wow.
But really, he's going to be like king
that
of the dorks.
That is you too. That's you are this family. That's also you.
Yes. But they're king of the dorks.
They are the king
that's
of the
true.
Dorks.
That's true. They are
but
king of the dorks.
But that also is you.
I was just going to say, again, we fit even further into my mold here.
So now Max starts going on about how Ruby is showing way too many ankles. Like, a lot of ankles.
Too
it's
much.
Absurd what she's doing, really. Like, we can't stand it here, right, guys? Ankles?
I don't know how
me?
They got the G rating.
I was offended immediately.
It was ridiculous. Like, there's at least one incel man in every movie, and ding, 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 I'm going to have to give it to Max. I love Max, and I love the
moment.
Vampires, but you know what?
It was that moment for me.
It was that.
I strayed away from Max
it was
in
very
that
much
moment.
That.
Like, this guy is a little too old school.
Yeah, that was the moment when I just kind of, like, scooted off the couch away from Max.
Like, we get it, dude. You're 100 centuries old or whatever,
yeah.
But come on, dude.
Like,
get
with
the
times.
Exactly. Wow, that's funny. Jinx, you owe each other a Coke.
So it really doesn't take long for Wolf Homie to eat all the food of the party and cause a ruckus.
Me either.
This leads... This leads everyone else in the house to make a plan to make sure that the shindig doesn't flop.
The fuck?
to flop.
You sounded like you glitched. That was literally like one of those videos where people full on glitch. Like, have you ever seen the
video? Or like, did I just glitch?
You just made like a weird ass noise. Have you ever seen the video when Eminem just like disassociates while he's like at a baseball game?
Have you ever seen the video where Eminem is like, I got an awfully hot coffee pot?
No.
So it really doesn't take long for Wolf Homie to eat all the food at the party and cause a ruckus. I already said that part and you laughed and said something funny, so I'll do the next part.
Please
this leads everyone else in the house to make a plan to make sure the shindig doesn't flop. And they all suggest pizza, and everyone is as thrilled as they should be. But then Harry suggests garlic, and Max, nope, done, loses it.
Another reason why Max and I probably wouldn't get along that great, because I love garlic.
Are you trying to poison my family?
He's all a family man, you know?
Yeah.
He's protecting his people.
You know what, though? I'm done with this family, because on the other side of things, Ruby wants a pizza that's half O positive and half AB negative, and we actually will see that very soon, and it is a sight for, I don't want to see that.
It's a real experience.
And it's not even just seeing it, the statement that Orson makes about it, which I know I'm alluding right now, but I am just disgusted, I don't want to say it yet, but we'll get to it, and it hurts me.
It was a feeling.
It went to a dark place.
It got really weird, but you know, it's fine. I also love when Hannah mentions what Jimmy told her about Monsters of Bugaboo, and Harry pops in and goes, I'm sure this isn't integral to the plot. Can we get back to something important, like, you know, pizza, for example?
To which I say, yeah, Harry.
Always, forever.
Yeah, exactly.
You and me, always and forever.
You're mentioning the fact that there's a plot?
There's a plot.
Like, that is so cool.
I love that.
So back at the spook house, Daryl can't believe that they love Hannah in the spook house. And he exclaims that by saying, I can't believe this about 9 times.
And it's like, dude, well, you were part of it. You could have stepped in and been the hero. Okay?
Everybody makes mistakes.
Honestly, though, I'm on Daryl's side. I feel like he's kind of just along for the ride. He's just like, okay, things are happening.
That's why you got to be a leader and not a follower, Daryl.
Daryl.
He lost the vote. He tried to recount.
Eight times. I was like, it's also been like 3 hours since you left her in there, so.
Oh, it has been so long, and they're just debating what to do for the longest time. They're like, well, wait it out. And everyone's like, should we not wait out? And Jimmy's like, wait it out.
Yeah, we're not going to go in.
She could be deceased at this point.
And get that 5-year-old toddler.
Well, and they're starting to all think that something happened. They're starting to be like, okay, well, maybe there's a problem. They're all convinced that the monsters are in fact real and that they've pulverized Hannah for Jimmy's misdeeds.
Meanwhile, Hannah is straight up vibing.
She's living.
Yeah, she's vibing. And meanwhile, I would say Bert is kind of also vibing. He's like vibing out of there. He's riding his SUV right out of the situation.
Skirt!
That's right.
Back to the spook house once more. It goes back and forth a lot. But, you know, this movie takes place pretty much only inside and outside of the spook house. So the pizza order is over $200, and the delivery guy is pretty hilarious. He goes, "Welp, golly gee, you could pay with money or you could pay with your soul."
Yeah, that's like you vibes.
That is.
I feel like that's you vibes. I feel like actually
me?
You should have said the your soul part. Can you actually redo that and can you do the your soul part?
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you start the quote?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll do the golly gee.
Yeah.
"Welp, golly gee, you could pay with money or you could pay with
your soul."
Yes.
And it's so much better too because he pulls out like this long like soul list and it's just like on fire
and it
looks
like
insane.
Burns. That is funny.
And then Scary Godmother's just like, "No, honestly, I actually kind of like my soul. I'm gonna go pay with something else."
She's like, "I got cash,
money. It is."
She's kind of, "You got Venmo?"
And you know what? I would actually say she doesn't have cash because they have to resort to pinning Bugaboo down and robbing him by taking the money that gets stuck to him when he's hiding under kids' beds. And you know what? I have to make a statement about that. What kid has $50 bills laying under their bed? Because they pull up, they're like, "Oh, look, I found a 50. And I'm like, "A 50?
Farrah Abraham used to give her daughter $100 when she lost a tooth. So
I remember that.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
That's crazy. Farrah Abraham doesn't even have $100 anymore.
That's absurd.
Yeah, that's
that
probably why.
So absurd.
That's exactly why I feel.
You know she's definitely going into like her daughter's piggy bank. She's like, "Hey, so remember that time?"
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to need that back.
Anyway.
No, I think Scary Godmother just gets things done. That's all.
Yeah.
She does, and I would say that Hannah gets things done too because the blood clot pizza, she nopes that right out of her face.
oh, blood clot pizza.
Dude, Orson pulls up and he's like, hey, you want to try my type O positive whatever pizza? He's like, look, it's starting to get warm, so the blood's clotting. That's when it's real good. And I was like, you need to actually leave the house. Like, remember when we gave you that invitation? Leave.
Congealed blood is one of the grossest things you will ever
have
see.
Have you heard of blood soup?
No. Blood soup? I feel like I have heard that that's a thing.
It is congealed blood in a bowl.
Ew.
It is jello-y blood.
It's like gelatin. It's just,
yes.
But what I was thinking was it would be like a fun thing to make for a Halloween party. You could make blood clot pizza and you could use like sun-dried tomatoes.
Sriracha.
And sriracha.
Sriracha, yeah.
They both work. I like that.
It'd be good. Sriracha sun-dried tomatoes clots. And sriracha on a cheese pizza. Blood clot
pizza. That actually sounds really fire.
It does.
Literally.
I didn't think about that combination for a second, but now that I really thought about that, just sounds like a really good pizza.
My mouth is actively watering.
Yeah.
Even when we were talking about blood clot pizza, I was like, I'll eat it.
We're talking about blood clot pizza right now, but we're all like, oh, salivating. Man, I'm hungry.
Could you do that with pepper jack cheese? You think that would work?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what? Unpopular opinion. I'm not a big fan of pepper jack.
Oh, no. Yeah. Unpopular. I love pepper jack. That's my favorite cheese of all time.
It's just not for me.
I have string cheese that's pepper jack cheese in my fridge.
You put it on a cracker. You eat the crack. Oh, it's so good.
You put it on a cracker. You probably want to.
Have you ever had horseradish and dill cheese?
Yes, honey.
So good. No. I also think dill is so good.
You ever
had
a pickled egg?
No, but do you know that you can pickle grapes as well?
You know, you could have spicy pickled eggs. Ooh, yeah, you could actually pickle most things.
Yeah, you can pickle like anything.
Yeah.
Leave this all
I'd like to be pickled.
Yeah, let's get pickled
just
together.
Bathe in vinegar. For a few days, that would get rancid.
Tommy pickles.
I love pickles.
I love pickles.
I'm going to ask for extra pickles on my Dave single in a minute.
Hell yeah.
I want a pickle now. Guy, we need to stop, okay?
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, Hannah says that she needs to go home, and she gives some candy to Bug. And he asks how she knows he likes candy, and she's like, well, you know, Jimmy told me some stuff. And then he's like, wait a second. Ash, you want to take it from here Thursday?
He's like, hey, I know Jimmy? This Jimmy? I scare that guy every other Thursday.
I scare him silly.
I scare that guy silly every other Thursday. This Jimmy? He like holds up a picture for reference.
And it's a picture that's like drawn with crayon.
He's like, LSG.
And it's just Jimmy like crying.
He's like, let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
He's like, you ever heard that song? Let's go scare Jimmy to it.
Get in the car. We're going shopping. So the kids walk into the spook house in the real world and are greeted by Orson, who Jimmy does not believe is a vampire. So he tells his parents, and at first Jimmy's just like, okay, go tell your parents, nerd.
And then they're like, hello.
Hello.
That was good.
And then giant vampires pull up and they're like, yeah, we're actually going to eat you right now. And they're like, oh, wait, this is kind of bad. And then Scully does a musical number.
They pop off.
They pop off.
They do.
They do. Really do.
And then Scully does a musical number, and then Harry tries to eat them lazily, but then he sees their candy, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get you, dude.
He tries to eat them lazily.
That's a funny sentence. That's like a Mad Lib.
It is. He's like bothered. He's like just very bothered by it.
I feel like him and Harry like might vibe together.
Who, Scully and Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they do.
Everybody loves a bear. Or a wolf. Is that symbolic?
Scully kind of hates Harry, though, so I think you're wrong.
But, like,
is it, like, a passionate hate?
Passionate vibe.
Is there passion behind that hate?
I see, passionate. Yeah.
Miles away.
I could see that. I get what you're getting
He's
at
like,
now.
He's like, passive with the things you say. Passing up on my
this
always,
is a lot.
I can't blame
this
you now.
This is a lot.
So Scary Godmother lures them into the basement so the bug can scare the bejesus out of them. And finally, Hannah pretends to destroy all of them by shining a flashlight, and they all make sarcastic remarks about her little lamp. And then they like fake die to show Jimmy that he's a nerd.
When they fake Hannah's die, I was like, death drops all around. Let's go.
Is this the end of poor Harry? It seems so. Goodbye, Mother. I can see a long tunnel with a bright light. I move towards the light. No, all right. I die. I flail. Then I die.
And Scary Godmother looks at him like, just die. And then he drops.
That's why him and like
he's like drop.
Harry is like a theater gay. He's a theater gay.
A theater.
Yeah. You know what is awesome about this too is that, like, I genuinely feel like every single one of their friend group is gay. Like, all of them. There isn't a single one of them that I get straight vibes from.
It's true.
Yeah, like, the scary godmother is a full-on lesbian.
100%. And I love that. And I love that this movie is, like, just a movie about, like, a lesbian witch, like, living in a house with her gay skeleton friend.
Yes.
And then, like, her gay, monster dude that's living under the bed. Like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like a queer Halloween fave.
I love it. And I'm loving it more. The more we talk about it, the more I'm like,
I should watch it again.
I know. I feel like I need to give it another chance.
I do feel like there's a lot that you'd probably see, like, on a second watch of this. Actually, to be fair, I watched this 4 times before we covered it.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's amazing. I love that.
Well, now I kind of want to show the girls.
I know. We should watch it with them.
I feel like they would love it.
They would love it. Mm. We should do that tomorrow. That'd be cute.
So after the show, Hannah asks if she'll ever see them again. And then Scary Godmother gives her a type of skeleton key that she says she can use on any door to go back into the fright world. And then it kind of sizzles out.
It's perfect.
I love it. And that it ended with, like, here's a key and you can come to the fright side anytime you want to. I was like, yes.
It's like the perfect ending for a kids movie. Like, if I saw that ending when I was little, I would have been like, amazing. I wish I had one of those keys.
Like, I'm going to go to the fright side.
Heart on full.
I love it.
It's so good. I'm happy that you told us to watch it.
Yeah, you introduced me to this little gem.
And I wanted to hate it.
Me too.
Full disclosure.
I thought it would be an interesting one, you know, like, I know we like to hate each other, but I felt like, you know, it might be a fun little, a fun
this
little
really
break
brought
and
us
just
together.
Have some vibes.
It truly did.
I know, guys, I mean, we hated each other before. We actually weren't friends before this.
Yeah,
like,
no,
we
no,
actually
no.
didn't like being in the same room as each other.
Literally
we don't text
hated
each other.
Other.
We don't talk to each other. We actually have
ever.
Each other blocked on all social medias.
Yeah.
But
I don't send Caleb any TikToks ever.
The ones that I send to Caleb are cursed TikToks.
I think
so.
I might unblock you guys today.
Let's not move too quick, though. Let's go,
yeah,
girls.
You're right. That's a little much. That's a little into, like, the, you know, friends. I'm like,
moving too fast. Too far, too fast, guys.
Too fast, too furious.
I wouldn't even call you guys associates.
Yeah.
I'd barely call you an acquaintance.
Yeah, I did see one really cool Letterboxd review from a chick called Gabby Gillespie that said, realize this movie is about a lesbian trying to entertain her messy gay friends and a mentor and mentor another young lesbian, and they're not even subtle about it.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, I could not have said that any better.
I love that we didn't know that that review existed and all of us came to that same that. Conclusion.
That's very true. We all have them.
Like, I feel like this had to have been, like, why my friend group is the way it is to this day.
Yes.
Because this is how all of my Halloween parties go.
Just messy. That. Oh my God, I really love that we all came to that same conclusion.
Now, just a little precursor into the next episode, because, guys, we were going to cover both of these movies in one, because these are only 45-minute-long movies, and somehow I had more notes on this than I do on, like, most hour-and-a-half-long movies.
You said, quickies. These are only 45-minute movies.
You know, it's just, it's the inflection, it's kind of, it's
these
there
are
right
only
now.
45 minutes.
These are only 45 minutes of movies, you know, you watch them in a very short amounts of times.
The 45 minutes. I says to him, I said, it's 45 minutes.
I says to him, you can watch it any times. Bring your friends.
Bring your messy friends. Only if they're gay, though. Bring your queer friends.
Bring all your gay friends. They're all welcome here in this house.
Bring
some
queers.
They're welcome in this house. In these roofs.
45 minutes.
Roofs.
Oh my God. It hurts.
Not friends.
I love when F's turn into V's.
Not friends.
But anyway, my little precursor is we're doing Jimmy's Revenge next episode, so it's a Scary Godmother filled month. We have one more little fun thing, actually, on Halloween. I said in Halloween at first, now I'm saying on October. I'm all swindled.
Flipped up
on October.
But yeah, on Halloween, we have something really cool coming out. We will not talk about that, but you'll find out eventually. I don't know how true this is, but I read that the second film, Jimmy's Revenge, is, quote, based on true events during the director's mushroom experience. And I think that's very interesting because it's the same director, this movie and the next one. So I kind of wonder if, like, did you not have one of those for this one? Did something change throughout these? Like,
also, is this brain damage?
Yeah, apparently. It's a lot. It is a lot. But I feel like that will I feel like, you know, there's always those weird shows that people see when they're kids and they're always just like, so what did you do to make this? And I feel like this is going to make like some 13-year-old kid with like a backwards hat and like 420 on the back of his hat very happy.
Oh, yeah.
So the old you.
The old you.
But yeah, the director, Ezekiel Norton, he did visual effects on 2012 and Cabin in the Woods. So maybe that has something to do with this.
Cabin in the Woods.
That's cool.
That's one we got to cover.
So we are at the end of this. As for kills, it's animated, so we're going to skip this. What is our rating?
5.
Heck yeah, dude. I'm very happy to hear that.
I'm not going to get mad at this movie. It's so whole.
That's how I feel.
I'm going to give it 4.5 because I really hated a lot of those kids.
Fair.
That's
and
fair.
The animation.
That's fair.
But it was really good.
I'm very glad you guys like this. There was like a slight part of me where I was like, I don't know, you could just end up hating this. Because sometimes I'll show you guys something, thinking you'll like it, and it turns somewhere else.
No, I really wanted to hate it.
Yeah, I
did
too.
Actively tried. Sorry.
I went into this being like, no to this movie.
I mean, it wouldn't be the show it is if we didn't fully expect to hate the movie that the other person's picking.
Correct.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
I can't wait for my pick. I'm gonna bleep this whole place up.
Yeah, I really cannot. I don't know what I'm doing next, but I just know, just everyone that's listening, just know that we are all trying, like, after this, like, happy little moment that we had in October,
yeah.
And, like, all this fun stuff.
Business
yeah, we're
as
really,
usual.
We're going for each other's necks after this.
You thought November was All Saints Day? You thought.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Oh, wait. So I don't know if my pick is going to land on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but that gives me idea. Oh, okay. This is going to be fun.
Oh, no.
Heck yeah, baby.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, and I would rate this 5 stars.
You would?
What?
And I'm also gonna preemptively rate the next movie 5 stars. Sorry guys, there's no way I'm going any lower on any of these. These are the best movies in the world. So if you guys enjoyed the show, we have other shows and whatnot. You can go find those. Just search up our names and our things and whatnot, and you'll probably find them. There's Horror Soup, Morbid, other things like that, Crime Countdown, all that fun stuff. But if you want to find Scream-related things, our Instagram is at Horror Soup, our Twitter is at The Scream Pod, and you can send movie requests to horrormovierequests@yahoo.com. We also have a Patreon with bonus content and some little merch and some other stuff and ad-free episodes, and that is patreon.com/screampodcast. We also have a website that is www.thescreampodcast.com. Do people use websites? Do people look at those? I don't even know. It's there though. And
this show is the ridge.
This show is the ice can that kids silly every other Thursday.
This show is a blood clot pizza.
It is. That's couldn't be closer to the truth. It's a blood.
I'd like to do it one more time, though. Sure, sure. I think I can do
it. Sue!
I can do it better.
Any pizza left? What? Oh, it's hungry. Where?
It's a vibe!
Selena and Caleb, they met through some tweets. Exchanged them digits, now life is so sweet. Zooming all the time to record new episodes. Slanging the jokes to make our heads all explode. Trapped inside a VHS. Scream, baby, scream, you know who do it the best. Through Anna's eyes, the team is ready to go. Fighting round the world, shout out to Russell Crowe. Oh, space and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Yeah, we tight like that. You wanna mess with Scream? Well, we might fight back. I'm still in that VHS experience. A window that is secret. Johnny Depp, are you hearing this? We top notch podcasting the day away. What you say? Friendship on full display. My is in space if you think that is odd. I'm wishing for endless corn and eggs for the squad. Space and endless corn. I've wanted the Scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. We'll be right back. endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream.
If you like Scream, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.